Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jamie Carragher Day. Jamie wanted to talk about his favourite game as an observer of football. Here's his take on Manchester United against Bayern Munich in that crazy Champions League final of 1999.
I actually watched that game, would you believe, in a casino in Las Vegas. I was on holiday and it was all over with the time zones, and I'm watching this, and I was watching with another Liverpool player, Dominic Mateo, and he was not as pumped up as I was to see Manchester United lose that game. And there was a complete contrast in emotions when the final whistle was made. He just got on with the rest of his night, and I was just like, felt like I wanted to go home on the next flight. But I watched that game, and again, that's one of the perfect ones. There was a narrative. Bayern Munich are winning 1-0. They hit the post, they hit the crossbar, and Man United scored 2 in the last minute. How have they won? The luckiest thing I've ever seen in my life. So I watched the game. Man United deserved to win that game. Bayern Munich played that game like they were playing an away game in Europe, where they get the early goal and we're getting our clean sheet. And Man United win at the best. But I thought the performance from David Beckham was outstanding. I thought he was the best player on the pitch by a long way. And again, something that's never been mentioned, because it's all about Solskjaer and Sheringham coming off the bench and winning the game. There was no Keane in that game. There was no Scholes. You have to remember, Beckham then went to central midfield. He's still only 23. He's still a young man. 23, 24, around there. And the responsibility he took in that game of taking the set pieces he normally did, but getting on the ball, demanding the ball, making passes, supporting the front players, still getting into wide positions and making crosses. And I actually think he's one of the most underrated players of our time. And people will say, don't be so stupid, people overblew Beckham. Well, they didn't overblow him. He got more attention because he looked like a pop star. He went out with a pop star. He had this glamorous lifestyle. But his actual ability and his work rate, I think, is undermined. Where to the point where people always talk about Paul Scholes being amazing. I don't hear no one saying nothing about Beckham. Paul Scholes was amazing. But I very rarely hear anyone speak about David Beckham as a player once he finished. And watching that game again, and I didn't go in with any preconceived ideas about his performance as such, but when I watched the game, I got on the phone to Gary Neville straight away and I said, listen, I'm not trying to sell the book here by getting Beckham in it. I said, but I need to speak to David Beckham, because I've never heard anyone really speak about his performance, really, and how good it was. And yes, Man United weren't at their best. But if I'd urge anyone who disagrees with me to go back and watch the game again, and how many half chances United are getting. And you don't, we shouldn't forget as well, the goals they score, they're not great goals. They're great chances. I mean, it'd be difficult for Sheringham to miss. It'd be difficult for Solskjaer. I know he only sticks the boot out, but he's right in front of goal. So when we talk about Bayern Munich hitting the post and hitting the crossbar, that comes from an overhead kick, and it comes from Mehmet Scholl and a chip Schmeichel from the edge of the box. So they would have been great goals. They weren't efforts where you should say he should have scored. It was a great chance. No, it was a great ability that almost got them a goal. Whereas the difference with United was they had big chances late in that game, really. And a metric we use now, maybe a bit too statistical for some people, but is expected goals that we look at now, and some people get it, some people don't, so that's fine. But Man United in that game, when the game was analysed in this day and age, if you like, with that tool, Man United were streets ahead of Bayern Munich within that game. So it was nice for it something else to prove my point, because even when I say it to people, people just think, no, I can't understand it. So please watch the game.